Broadcasting live from the chicken wing capital of the world, Buffalo, New York. You're listening to the Marketing Above All podcast, your source for all things, well, marketing and total world domination. This is Marketing Above All, and this is your host, Michael Tasner.
Hey there, and welcome to episode 168. Today's topic is this: securing your digital footprint and your digital assets for your upcoming new business. So this, again, is a continuation of a multi-part series. Doesn't seem like it's ever going to end, but I want to give you every single step of the process that I have gone through and every step that you should logically go through in order to give your new business a fighting chance. And again, as always, a quick reminder, the example business that we're using is a childcare center. So most of the stuff that we've done over the last several episodes, I think I've lost track, is largely strategic. We've done some planning, we've built a calendar, we've done some brand documents and colors and logos. So there's been a lot of strategic stuff. But now we're going to start to get more in the weeds. We're going to start to deploy tactics. We're going to start to put out videos and content and a website. We're going to start to put out press and advertisements and direct mail and all of those different tactics over the coming episodes to make sure that you're hitting those numbers. So before you can start to do that, I need you to spend some time securing your different assets. So what do I mean by digital assets? So anything from your URL/domain name to your different social media channels, all of those are going to be secured and taken care of so that you don't have to think about this later, or worse, that someone doesn't grab, or someone grabs your name and you didn't secure it, and then you're having to try and negotiate, and it's a whole long process. So the first thing that I want you to do is to secure your domain name. Now, there's a lot of options when it comes to domain names, but I will give you my expert opinion as to what I'm advising you to do. So while there's a lot of vanity names that end in all these different things, .io, .tv, I don't even know. Like there's hundreds and hundreds, .finance. Like it's just an insane amount of domain names. For your main domain name, I'm always still advising you to focus on securing the .com. .com is still the reigning supreme. It is still considered the gold standard. There are lots of people that they default to that. So let's just say that your name was ABC Childcare, which hopefully it isn't, because that's been used by hundreds of different childcare centers already. So re-listen to the information about naming and that whole piece and getting the trademark. So hopefully, again, your name is something that you can trademark and you executed that process. So if it was ABC Childcare, a lot of families, they're going to go to Google and they're just going to type in abcchildcare.com. They're going to assume that you own the .com. So .com is always, in my opinion, it's a non-starter if you can't secure a .com. So you have two completely different options for the .com. First, if it's already taken, you can look to acquire the domain name. If someone's using it, like another childcare center, and they have that same name, and they look to be operational, that's going to be next to impossible for you to secure that particular domain name. But there are lots of people, like me, but not as much as of late, where they buy lots of domain names and then resell them for profit and buy and sell and buy and sell, kind of like real estate, that a lot of these are for sale. And I've bought a lot of domain names that were for sale. So you can look at trying to acquire the .com if it's not available. The second option is, what kind of variation to that name could you use where it's not insanely long? So the first one that a lot of people end up using are dashes. I'm not a fan at all. So if it was ABC Childcare, could you change it to visitabcchildcare.com, join ABC Childcare, ABC Childcare Family? You could get a little bit creative with your actual domain name in order to have that .com. My preference, and I will continue to advise this, is that your main domain name should be a .com. The other option, and I'm throwing this option out there because this is what a lot of people default to, is rather than using a .com, they'll go to abcchildcare.org, for example, and then their main domain will not be a .com, it'll be a .org. Can you do that? Yes. I would much rather see you try and acquire the .com name or add a phrase that's short. Like, I don't want an extremely long name. Visit abcchildcaretoday.com. Like, that's just way too long. I don't want you to have your domain name be something that is not your name. So if you're called ABC Childcare, I don't want it to be ABC Academy. It doesn't make sense to change that. So you've got to try and find the perfect .com. Now, what makes life easier is if you picked a name that you knew, according to an attorney, will end up coming back as a trademark. Because if you're able to secure the trademark and someone does own the .com, it's going to be pretty hard for him or her to hold that domain name because they will not be able to use it because you own the registered trademark. Also makes it easier if you're coming up with a different name that isn't something that's overly generic, and then in that spirit, the name will be much more available. So once you found the .com, then I want you to go and spend the money and grab all of the other main domain names. Now, I'm not saying go and grab 100, but I want you to grab the ones that are most commonly used. So .org, .info, .net. I want the ones that are .us that you're using just on such a regular basis, and you're not securing those necessarily to use. You're securing those for defensive purposes so that someone doesn't grab that particular domain name from you. So typically I'm grabbing .net, .org, .us, .info, .co, .biz. I'm a huge fan of .tv domain names if you're going to put up videos and things like that. .io has been a new one that a lot of people have been using, but that's really more of in the technology software kind of space. But you don't need to go through and spend $4,000 on domain names and buying .email, .lan, .tips, and like all these other, like it gets to be a little bit addicting, candidly. So secure the domain name first. And the reason that I start there is then you're going to set up email. I'm a big fan of using Google Apps for Business so that, let's say your name was ABC Childcare, and you were able to get abcchildcare.com. You can go to Google Apps and set up your email. And what I want you to do, and this is most people don't do this, I want you to create a second email account and call it social at whatever your domain name.com is. And that is the email address that you're going to use to register all of your different social media accounts. So once you've got that, make sure you've got a strong password set up there. make sure you set up two-factor authentication so that if somebody outside of you tries to log into that email, they're going to have to get a code that's sent over to a text message to your phone. So you want to make sure you set that up, because I will tell you that I have seen social media passwords and accounts get hacked more often than you would think. So in terms of which accounts should you go and register, I like to focus on the big ones initially. I don't think you need to go through and grab every little social media channel, but grab the big ones. And we're going to talk through how do you name those in just a second. So Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, potentially TikTok if you'd like, Snapchat, LinkedIn, Twitter, and Pinterest. Now, those would be the ones that I would start with. Now, what you're aiming to do as much as you possibly can is you're going to try and have consistency among how you name the social media channels. So I'm hoping that you're able to secure Facebook.com/your company name, YouTube.com/your company name. But you've got to keep in mind that, again, if it's a generic name, which I never advise generic names, that it's going to be tough. So you're going to want to look back at, well, what can you use that you can grab consistently? Now, is this an absolute necessity? No. But I would prefer to see Facebook.com/ABC Childcare, Twitter.com/ABC Childcare, so on and so forth, so that it's the same handle all across. Is that likely to happen? Most likely not. But if you were to add a word to the beginning or the end, and as long as it's not too long, where you're then going to have too long of a name and the platform doesn't allow that for a username. But again, if it was ABC Child, visit ABC Childcare, ABC Childcare Kids or something, then you have a much easier chance at having all those consistent. Again, is this an absolute necessity? No, because people are most likely, they're not going to just go to Facebook and be able to directly know the information for your username or your handle, so to speak. But we're trying to create that consistency across all of your different channels. That's what we're aiming for initially. So all that you've done, you're not building them out. You're simply going through and you're registering your domain name. You're setting up your email. You're creating a social ad account. And then you're also going and securing those top 5, 6, 7 social media platforms with a consistent handle. That is the next step in the process. See you back here tomorrow for the continuation of this series. Michael Tasner signing off. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Marketing Above All. Now get out there, make a change, and take some action. And hey, don't forget to leave a 5-star review and tell all your friends this is the greatest marketing podcast ever. 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 We look forward to seeing you here tomorrow.